Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Wayne Nordhagen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The DH, Willie McCovey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. North moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garr, who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. North scores. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is hit by the pitch. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Washington reaches second base with a double. Rudy scores. Tenarche moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Tenarche scores. Washington moves to third. McCovey moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. McCovey moves to third. McMullen moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Chris Knapp now pitching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. North hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy moves to third. Washington moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Nordhagen and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes North trying to get to home. Gar throws the ball into Nordhagen who tags North who's trying to score from second, for the out. Campaneris moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister now playing center field. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tenarche strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McCovey is called out on strikes. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Nordhagen and he is safe. Garner steals second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. North hits a line drive into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tenarche hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Nordhagen and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Horta moves to third. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Dent reaches second base with a double. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Pat Kelly pinch runs for Sam Ewing. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Essien and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing right field. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tenarche strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.